This is the Roden Fellows Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Roden Fellows Podcast from the seventh class of Fellows. I'm your host, Cameron Jackson, a senior multimedia journalism student from North Carolina A&T. And today, I am joined with a very special guest. We have Asata Alashabaz coming from what will be the upcoming eighth class of Roden Fellows. And I'll let Asata introduce herself. So, Asata, if you can just give us your school, where you're from, and your career aspirations.
Hello, everybody. My name is Asata Alashabaz, and I am a junior strategic communications major here at Morgan State University. And I aspire to work in sports journalism, telling diverse stories.
Ooh, that's awesome, by the way. So this moment in Black History Month, and in today's episode, we will be highlighting a significant moment in Black history. Now, Asata, you have a very interesting family history with your great uncle, Mr. Robert Stonewall Jackson. Would you mind telling the audience a little bit about him?
Yes. So my great-great uncle was the first HBCU NFL draft player to play in the league. And basically, he just made a way for HBCU students to now be able to get drafted, as he was the first one. He was drafted in the 1950s to the New York Giants, and he attended MCAT.
Aggie Pride. Oh my God, that just made me so happy. I go to MCAT right now. So when and how did you learn about your great uncle's story?
Yes. So growing up, I knew very much about his story, about his legacy. Outside of being a professional athlete, when he retired, he actually coached at North Carolina Central University for many years. And a lot of players would always visit our family. We would always be honored by NCCU and NCAT every year for his tremendous legacy. So growing up, I feel like I always knew about him, but I didn't truly understand how rich his impact was and how much people were actually affected by just his presence.
Awesome, awesome. And looking at your great-great uncle's path, you know, coming from his HBCU NCAT, how important was it for not only you to attend an HBCU, but to excel at your HBCU?
Yes, so I really just wanted to carry on the legacy for my family. It was very important for me to attend an HBCU, and I didn't end up going to NCAT like him or going to North Carolina Central, where a lot of my family wanted me to go. I ended up coming here to Morgan State because of the specific strategic communications program that they have embedded here. So it was very important. And I would say, leaving high school, I didn't realize that totally until I was fully immersed in the HBCU culture. I was able to work in the athletics program here. And just being around people like myself, I was able to see truly how important it is to go to an HBCU and understand the rich culture of HBCUs.
So was your family upset when you didn't choose NCAT or Central?
I would say they were questioning it. A lot of people in my family wanted me to transfer after my freshman year. But I think as time moved on, my family has grown to love Morgan State. And I have even my younger cousins that want to come here now because I went here.
Remind me originally where you're from.
I'm originally from Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Okay, so Morgan State, like, that's a brand new area for you. Were you scared to go to Morgan State? Did you know anybody there? Because I know when I went to NCAT, I was so nervous because I'm from Maryland. And although a lot of people from Maryland do go to NCAT, there was nobody that I knew personally that was going. So when I was a freshman, I was just terrified. Like, I wasn't in, like, any, like, summer group chat. So, like, I didn't really have any friends when I first started. So, like, what was your experience like?
I would say I was kind of similar in a way. I wasn't in any group chats, but I also, when I was choosing my schools, I really wanted to go somewhere where I actually didn't know anybody, because I really wanted to start off on like a clean slate, be able to just really dive into wherever I was going and not feel pressures of maybe somebody knew me before, or I had to be friends with these people because I went to high school with them. So Morgan State was that new opportunity for me to just open a new chapter in my life.
That's great. How's it been going for you so far?
It's been going great. I love Morgan State University. Yes, I've done so much here when it comes to campus involvement, when it comes to career development. I'm a resident assistant here. I'm on different organizations throughout campus. I work with the Student Television Network, Bears TV, and I'm also an athletic intern. So Morgan State has provided me with many opportunities, and I wouldn't be where I'm at today without Morgan State.
That's amazing, amazing. And let's talk a little bit more about your career aspirations. Obviously, you'll be, with the Roden Fellows program this summer. Congratulations, by the way. Very excited for you. So I know you mentioned it in the beginning, but like go more in depth about, your career aspirations.
Yes. So I was a high school athlete, and I played track and no, I ran track and I played basketball. And I was always in love with sports, from a very young kid, and my family was super around in sports, even outside of my great great uncle's legacy. Everybody in my family either played football or they played basketball. So when it came upon graduation, I just really wasn't sure what I was going to do, but I knew I didn't want to play sports anymore. But I still wanted my life to be surrounded by sports because growing up, there was always a sports game on TV. Somebody was always talking about sports. So basically, when I decided like I wanted to kind of mix my passions of being able to write very well and being able to understand sports, that's kind of where I got like sports journalism from. And I was like, but I don't want to just tell kind of what happens in the game. I want to tell more so when it comes to about players, where they come from, people that look like me. I want to know more of their stories. As basically, as growing up as a kid, I feel like we all looked at, Michael Jordan or LeBron James and stuff like that, but we didn't really know what their story was. We just knew that they looked like us and they were very successful in their career. So when I kind of came my freshman year, I decided like that's exactly what I wanted to do.
That's great, honestly. Landscape is the place for you, it sounds like. So let's talk about your process of becoming a Roden Fellow. How was the interview process for you? Like more so, were you nervous? How did you learn about the Roden Fellows program? And how bad did you want it?
Yes, so I will say that I really wanted the internship really bad. And I would say I found out about it in different spaces, in different ways, kind of. So I was a part of the Disney on the Yard program, which basically is a program down in Disney full of where HBCU students go. And it teaches you like professional development and different things like that. They had introduced the program there once I completed the Disney on the Yard program, and they had mentioned it. I didn't really understand it when they had mentioned it, but I knew there was like some type of journalism program close to DC. So I'm like, well, that's interesting. And then as I came back my junior year, and I started working in athletics as a journalist, and stuff like that, I ended up in a similar space where somebody had already done the program before and they were a Morgan alumni. So I was able to connect with her, and from her, she gave me a lot of more information about it. Then I was able to have experience where I actually ran into William Roden at an alumni event, and he really sold me on the internship and basically everything it could help me, like when it came to like critiquing my skills, and understanding different skill sets. So when it came time to apply, I really wanted it, and I was super excited when I found out that I got it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And the person that helped you, was it Kayla Sweezy?
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool because she works here full time now, so that's great. And what was your first? Did you know who Mr. Roden was originally when you met him at the alumni event or anything? Like, I know the fellowship is called the Roden Fellowship, but like, did you know anything about him?
Yes, so I actually had read his book, because I actually got the book from a professor here, that basically was like, oh, I think this would be a great book for you to read. So I did kind of know him, but I didn't expect to actually meet him in person.
The book Correct me if I'm saying it wrong. Was it $40 million slaves?
Yes.
Right. Did you how what do you what did you think about the book? Did you like it? We also got the book, so we also read it. Some of it. Mr. Roder, don't watch this. Some of it. But yeah. What did you think about the book?
I really liked the book and I really appreciated it because basically, I just feel like it really tied into, kind of the journalism that I want to do about athletes from diverse backgrounds, minority areas, and basically how, it talked a lot about how, the professional athlete system is kind of like a slave system in a way, and basically how, like, they're, I feel like we're slowly, gradually getting out of it, but how athletes weren't making as much money and they're literally dedicating their whole life to a sport.
So what would you say is not is what would you say you're most excited about for the internship? I know you guys are going to be in Connecticut, so you'll be really close to the headquarters, which is beautiful, by the way. So it'd be great if you guys get to go there. But what would you say you're most excited for?
I think I'm most excited to just be doing what I love all summer long. So I feel like, when you come to college, you always dream of just, getting an internship, getting a job. And I feel like I'll finally be doing what I love for a whole summer. And I'll be able to really critique my skills and be around people that are doing the similar things that I want to do.
Awesome. Did you get an opportunity to meet the other fellows at all?
I have not had an opportunity to meet other fellows.
Nah, that's no problem. When you guys link up in Connecticut, it'll be great. And you guys are actually making history because you guys are the first all women class. Did you know that?
Yes, and that's actually incredible. I thought that was super special.
Yeah, so like, how do you feel about that? Like, were you shocked? Were you happy? Surprised? Like, what was going through your mind?
I was actually very shocked at first, because I feel like a lot of times people talk about women's in sports and how there's not enough of us. And I feel like we're kind of in a wave where I feel like a lot of women are interested in sports and we're starting to see them more every day.
So it was more so like we were surprised, but you were happy about it at the end of the day.
Yes, I was. And I was also very surprised to even see like some familiar faces. Although I haven't met like all of the fellows, it's like so interesting how like the world's so small where like some of them I've seen like through Instagram or through LinkedIn before or have mutual friends, although we go to all different HBCUs.
Yep, it's truly a small world. So, during the fellowship, like one thing that we're able to do is go to like different sporting events, like a couple of the ones that we've been to this year and last year. The Celebration Bowl was one. I got to go to the All-Star. I know Takir Lawrence are going to Final Four in March, so are there any events in particular that you're excited about possibly going to or anything like that, and why?
That's a great question. I feel like all sporting events are very exciting to me, especially when it's my first time. So I would say possibly just going to a sporting event that I've never been to before. Like this year was my first year ever attending the Celebration Bowl. So possibly going to like another event where I've never been there before so I could actually see it, or an event that I've seen on TV before. I feel like those are like really like exciting and surreal moments.
Oh, you were at the Celebration Bowl?
Yes, I was at the Celebration Bowl.
Oh, I think I do remember Kayla mentioning that actually. Okay, that's cool.
Me and Kayla actually got to see each other on the
You guys
field.
met.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All the fellows got to go to the Celebration Bowl. That was really cool. There is only three of us though, and there's six of you guys, so don't bet on that happening next year, but yeah, I'm really happy it's moving back to six. But okay, that's cool. I yeah, it's coming back to me now. I remember Kayla saying you were gonna be there or saying that you were there. So that's cool. So what is like if you had to pick a favorite sport to like report on, what would it be?
Basketball, I would say is my favorite sport, because it was the first sport I played as a child. So,
Do you have a favorite NBA team or favorite college team?
yes, my favorite team is the Knicks. And my favorite college team, I would say I don't have a favorite college team like currently, but if I did have to pick, I would say it's Morgan State.
Okay. What do you like about the Knicks?
The Knicks, I feel like, so when I grew up, the Knicks were very big, and stuff like that. Although we didn't have such a wonderful season this year, I'm always rooting for them.
That's cool. And I know CIAA tournament is going on right now with Morgan is in the CIAA. No, Morgan is in the MEAC.
Yes,
Right.
MEAC. We'll
Okay.
be off to the MEAC conference shortly in 2 weeks or two. Yeah.
You guys are leaving the MEAC?
No, we'll be. So the MEAC, they hold the conference in Virginia. So we'll be heading to
I
Virginia
was
for.
about to say that's a breaking story. We gotta log off and I gotta hit up the editors or something. I was like, oh, okay, the conference is in a couple of weeks, is what you're saying.
Yes.
So you worked closely with the basketball team this year?
Yes, so I athletic intern. Basically I write the stories after the game. So I actually was just actually writing today. I covered women's and men's because some of our people were out sick.
So you're working hard. So, okay, here's a question. What do you think is the most important aspect of writing a story?
I would say getting as many perspectives as you can within a story. So not only telling the basic story. So like kind of like, and here at Morgan State, like in athletics, basically instead of saying, oh, we just won, basically saying like the inner workings of the different dynamics on the team would contribute to like to how we won and things like that.
Being able to actually tell the story, basically. So how do you're working with the basketball team, you're in these orgs, how do you kind of balance like school life, sports life, org life? How do you find a good balance?
I would say that I love what I do, so I make time for the things that I want to do the most. I stay super organized with like a class schedule. I use the calendar app on my phone, and I feel like those really help. And I just make sure that I don't overlap myself.
And you're going to be a senior next year, correct?
Yes.
Not to think like too far in the future, but do you have any post grad plans or anything you hope to do post grad?
Yes, yeah, so I guess I'm tied between two things that I would possibly want to do post grad. So I think I want to also go back and get my master's degree, maybe in like sports management, so I could also understand like the business side of sports and things like that. Or I hope to have a job like with a sports outlet.
That's the goal. That's the goal. I'd also recommend like journalism. There's this program called Sports Journalism Institute. I'm not sure if you heard of it, but basically it's like an internship where they place you with a paper over the summer and you basically get to be a sports reporter for that paper. So that's a really cool opportunity too, if it's something you're interested in. But yeah, all of this sounds good. Of course, Roden Fellows, it's a family now. You gotta remind me to add you guys into the GroupMe. We have like a big GroupMe of like all the past fellows and things like that. So, of course, just always know that you can count on either me, Takir, or Lawrence for absolutely anything.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate that.
Course. And folks, that's all for today's episode. To our audience, thank you for tuning in to another year of the Fellow Podcast. We'd like to give a very special congratulations to Asada for being selected to the 8th class of fellows, and a thank you for taking the time to be with us and sharing her family history. Extra thank you to Bill Roden, Kimberly Jarvis, Parker Owens, and the ESPN Digital Audio Content Team. Get all Roden Fellows podcast episodes and HBCU podcasts by subscribing to the Amscape Listening tab of the ESPN app. Make sure to join us next time for another HBCU podcast.